Do you have anything smaller than a woodpecker, but kind of like a woodpecker?
Well, we got a different kind of bird. He looks like echo. We call him. I don't know if that's correct or not. We call him sapsucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they'll go around and peck on a tree and leave little holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Around. They're red-headed. Not as red as the other one, but and Dominica color.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got ducks, wild ducks, peeps they call.
What would a peep be?
A peep's a little old black, small on the side duck. It's not quite as well footed as a duck.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever been down on Seminole Lake,
mm-hmm.
they'll just get up in herds, head a, and run across the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they call a peep. He's almost black.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a die dapper.
Uh-huh.
He's a little bitty duck.
Mm-hmm.
You can run up on him and he'll go under the water.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll come up way out there.
Uh-huh. I've seen those. Sometimes you see them on the river, but usually yeah. around the lake.
Okay. Yeah, they're on streams.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of them a fish pond.
What's a pond granite?
Pond granite?
Pond granite.
Well, that might not be the right name for them, son, but that's all I've ever heard. They're all colored up. They're real long-legged.
Mm-hmm.
Got a long neck and big fish,
mm-hmm.
catch fish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there's just several different species of them. I've mm-hmm. seen them. Oh my Lord, I've seen them standing that high,
uh-huh.
you know, that big, great
mm-hmm.
big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's small ones and there's different species of them, but they all, I call them all pond gannets.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not the right name.
Mm-hmm.
I know in this old ham pond I was telling you about, I've been in there, and you could just stoop down and look through the trees out of that pond,
mm-hmm.
and it looked there like a white sheep
mm-hmm.
for half a mile long. Yes. Mm-hmm. With it's roosting in them trees.
Mm-hmm. In your fireplace, did you have something kind of heavy that held the logs up?
Yeah.
What would you call
fire dogs.
It? And there's a little area in front of the fire that might be made out of stone.
Earth.
And right above it, there's a
mantelpiece.
Did you ever have to clean your fireplace very much?
Well, wasn't a whole lot of cleaning you could do. Only you had to build a big fire and it'd burn that smut up, see it was in it.
Mm-hmm.
I have known smut to catch a fire in the chimney, you know, and we'd
mm-hmm.
just burn it out of the top and just falling all over the house top. You know.
Uh-huh.
Folks would get scared. Well, I had a neighbor right up the road there on the left. His wife was gone one night. He was up there by himself and he called me and said, come up here. Said, my chimney, smut my chimney, the fire said, just falling all over the top of that fire.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped in his truck and run up there. I asked him, I said, you got any soda and salt?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah. I said, get me a box of soda and a box of salt. So I just threw it in the fire and immediately it put a bit of smut and stuff out.
Wow.
Going to the top.
Uh-huh.
And all of it, all over. He says, hell, says, I'm 15 years older than you are. He says, where in the hell did you learn that? I said, well, I said, just by observing
uh-huh.
different people.
Uh-huh.
Now, there was a family, real colonial family, lived up
uh-huh.
here.
Uh-huh.
Called Mr. Turner. He was uh-huh. a blacksmith. And he was really well back, the whole family was.
Mm-hmm.
Good folks, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, they had, when I was a kid, they had a stick and dirt chimney
mm-hmm.
way back in a little log house. And they kept on.